Welcome to Talking with Ann on Newstalk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Want to talk politics or what's happening in your town? This is the place. Want to give your opinion on what's happening locally, nationally, or even internationally? This is the place. And if you want civil dialogue, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, this is the place. Talking with Ann on Newstalk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Here's your host, Ann Baker.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker. I'm talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100, online at WONDradio.com. You can get us through Simple Radio app. You can ask Alexa. And good morning, Scott Stevens. How are you?
Doing all right for a Monday.
Hi. Looking good there, mister.
Yeah. Not a bad day today as well. 68 degrees.
Oh, well, that's a lot nicer than 90 a lot nicer than 40.
It was cooler where you were there.
Yes. Yeah. By the water, it is. It's always a little chillier. There, it can be delightful when it's steaming hot over here on the mainland. Then the breezes are very much wanted, which is why you find the traffic going into Absecon Island just, it's like North Jersey, you know, one car after the other. And for the life of me, I don't know who's in charge of the lights. There, we have a light on West End Avenue and the Black Horse Pike. And the one that allows the cars to go through from West End onto the Black Horse Pike, it's like it lets 8 cars go through. And there can be 28 cars waiting to go through. I don't know who's in charge of setting up those lights, but I wish they would grow a brainstem so that they would be able to actually, you know, I would love to see these lights programmed so that if there are no cars coming for like 5 seconds, that the light changes. It goes to yellow and then to red. And it allows the cars that are waiting to go through, whether that's 5 cars or whether that's 15 cars or whether it's 25 cars. And that's either on the Black Horse Pike, West End Avenue, or anywhere else in the city. Why they don't do that, why it isn't a motion detector kind of light, is beyond me. I just don't get it. And they really need to do something with it before this coming weekend, which is, of course, Memorial Weekend. Because we're going to have a ton of people coming into town who have opened up their homes, perhaps over the last few weekends, and they'll be coming down as their children get out of school and start working on the beach or in the restaurants. And when that happens, you're going to have a lot of irate citizens, whether permanent or our holiday residents. You're going to have a lot of people that are unhappy with how you've set up the lights. I don't care. I can go around. I'm smart enough that if there's 25 cars waiting there, and I know that the light is going to change 3 times before I get a chance to go out, I just go on the back roads and go to the light and make a left, and there I am on the Black Horse Pike, and all is well. But for those people who don't know that and who stay in that line, I, you know, it's not good for your stress level. And unfortunately, it's got to be a government worker that's doing it. A Department of Transportation. I don't know. Maybe our Atlanta County Executive, Dennis Levinson, knows who is in charge of that. I'm sure he does. But it would be really nice to see the flow of traffic fixed before we get into our season. And I hope something is done about that. Anyway, I also know I'm really looking forward to the Veterans Memorial Day program, and that's going to be on the 27th. It's Atlantic County Veterans Cemetery, Atlantic County Park, Route 50 in Estelle Manor. They're going to have Brigadier General retired Douglas R. Satterfield from the Army, U.S. Army, and he's going to be the speaker. And it will be the 37th annual Atlantic County Veterans Memorial Program this coming Friday at 2 p.m. So this is put out there by our Atlantic County Executive, Denny Levinson, and our Atlantic County Board of Commissioners, Chairwoman Maureen Kern. So I hope that if you are available on Friday, this coming Friday, my goodness, it's hard to believe the days have gone by so quickly, and our season is getting ready to open, but it is, and it begins with the Veterans Memorial Program, and we, of course, know that it is to commemorate the lives of those who were lost in wars past and battles fought, that we commemorate their lives, their integrity, their courage. And I think it's something that all of us should try to get to one of these memorial programs there to be seen and participated in many of our little towns and communities. So I hope if you get an opportunity, you will do so. Yeah, I heard Don talking about Councilman Robinson, who passed away at the age of 80 on Tuesday. And I know that there are still people in the area who were punished for their crimes, and that's what they were. They were crimes committed against others trying to blackmail them. What a horrible, horrible crime that is, to blackmail someone, to set them up in a compromising position with videos to be taken so that they can be used to blackmail those people into doing what these criminals want them to do. Yowza. You know, it's like what's happening today. We're seeing that Hillary Clinton was in the very middle of the corruption that was permitted to happen during Mr. Obama's time, when, in fact, people were committing crimes against our republic. I mean, literally, they were committing crimes against someone, lying, putting it out there in the media, which should really, you know, if you look at the media, there are a bunch of left-wing Marxists in most cases. And when you see the damage that they tried to do to Donald Trump, but the people were so tired of Mr. Obama and what he had done to our country, that when Hillary Clinton rose up as the candidate for the Democrats, they said, oh, she was such an unlikable character to begin with. But when she was put up against Donald Trump, the people, the real people in the United States, the people who are the middle class taxpayers, the ones who see their money being wasted by those in high positions. And they looked at Hillary Clinton, and then they looked at Donald Trump, and they might not have liked Donald Trump's personality, but they liked what he said about their country and what he would do to once more make America great again. And so they voted for him. And Hillary, to this day, this corrupt less than human individual, still says, oh, it was stolen. Really, Hillary? You, one of the most unlikable creatures walking on two legs, you, it was stolen? And now we're finding out more with the probe that has been done by John Durham. And it all leads back to you. You misfit, you corrupt, yet wealthy criminal. So let's never forget Hillary and everyone surrounding Hillary were corrupt. Our Obama administration was corrupt. The very departments that are supposed to make our security the top line of what they're supposed to do for the citizens of this great country were corrupt. The Clappers and the Brennans and the Comeys and the McCabes, corrupt. Each and every one of them should be behind bars. And yet, because of perhaps the blackmail, the information they have on others, perhaps that's the only reason they have not yet been prosecuted, found guilty, and put in prisons. I can remember with Hoover reading about all of the things that he did to gather information on people with power, whether it had to do with industry or government. And he collected every piece of information that he could on these very wealthy and important individuals. And he did it so he could use them for whatever he wanted to have happen in our country. He used the information he'd gathered to blackmail them into doing what he wanted them to do. Well, we can see what happened during Mr. Obama's time. The departments that were led, the Department of State by Hillary Clinton. The tens of thousands of emails subpoenaed and yet bleach bit, washed out, removed so no one would ever be able to go back and get those emails sent by and received by Hillary Clinton. She should have been put in prison for that. But somehow, the wealthy, the powerful, the connected, all managed to get away with criminal acts that might put you and I in prison for decades. And we've seen what's happened. We see what the media has done. The left-wing media has been bought and paid for by left-wing globalists, by Marxists, to spread lies. And they continue to do so. And for people who only listen to those alphabet soup of less than integrity media outlets, all they know are lies. And they're not bright enough, perhaps not educated enough, or perhaps they just don't want to find out what the truth is. And so they continue to read left-wing articles, left-wing media, whatever the magazines tell you, you believe, whatever the New York Times and Washington Post, all owned by left-wing globalists, whatever they say, you believe. And you refuse to go any further than left-wing outlets. Well, shame on you. You're really not very smart. You're not very educated. You are what has always been called pseudo-intellectuals. People who refuse to do research, to look at issues from all sides, to even go outside of the country to find out what others are saying. No, you cling to your left-wing values, which, of course, have been pushed in our education system over the last few decades. We didn't realize the damage that it was doing, but we know now. And for those of us who still do our research on issues, we're discovering that, yes, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But we can't let it stay that way. We have elections, which, quite frankly, is the only legal way for us to change the outcome of the direction our country is headed in. If you don't vote after having done your research on the issues and on the people running for office, well, I don't want to hear you complain. I don't want to hear you say, my taxes are so high. My 401k that I had plenty of money to retire on, it's now been diminished by a third. Maybe by the time November rolls around, by half. So that the money that you were hoping to enjoy your final decade or two living on this earth, the money you'd hoped would be there so you could continue to enjoy living a good life, well, it won't be there. And it won't be there because if you allow Democrats to continue to run this country into the ground, you will see that the inflationary process will continue. It will go far above the 10% that it now is in some areas. And as it goes up, the money you've saved means less. And Mr. Biden wants to tax those dollars that you've already been taxed on dozens of times. He wants to tax you if you want to use your own money. Be careful who you vote for in November. I know it's very hard to look at something we've done all of our lives, if it's to vote Democrat, if it's to vote Republican, if it's to be proud of our independent ways. It's very hard to finally drill down into the issues that are now destroying our country. But if you don't, you will continue to see the diminution of our country, the diminishment of what we once were under Donald Trump. You will see our country fail in the ways that in the past we've been protected against, because the administration that is now running our country does not know what they're doing. It's like Christ on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I'll forgive them after I've removed them from office. I'll forgive them if I find out that they haven't committed criminal acts. Oh, dear. I may not be forgiving very many of them. We can only hope and pray that people are smart enough to see that their country falling into disrepair, that we will rise again, that we will put in place people with backbones. And I say this knowing full well, Joe Manchin is a man with a backbone. Kyrsten Sinema is a woman with a backbone. And we have many good fiscal conservative Republicans with backbones. Let's put more of them in office. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WLND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
Live and local radio you can depend on. News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. South Jersey's news talk leader.
WOND Pleasantville.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 609-927-1100.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. And yes, we are heading into our season, which is absolutely wonderful. We have, besides memorializing our very brave and courageous soldiers from past battles and wars, we are also going to have a clam bake at the Brigantine Elks annual clam bake, and it's this coming Sunday. It sounds absolutely wonderful. It's still May. It's Memorial Weekend. But they have a wonderful menu. And for those of you who don't know where Brigantine are, you're new to the area, look it up on a map. It's easy enough to get there. Be careful on the roadways because it seems like the people, the engineers who actually made our road systems back to where Brigantine is, that they didn't like people. And they felt that the best way to get rid of them was to put them on a path to possible destruction. Yeah, the roadways are very dangerous. So please take your time. I know that people are absolutely out of their minds wanting to get places quickly. They said, I've read where the numbers of people who died over COVID-19 because of bad driving increased at least 10%, the numbers of deaths from people who just didn't care. They were behind the wheel of their car and they drove recklessly and many of them died. So slow down. I want to ask all of our visitors to our area to slow down as well and be kind to each other. When there are people on the street wanting to cross the street, let them cross. If they're in that crosswalk, you slow down. I don't care how many cars are behind you. You allow those pedestrians to get across. And you pedestrians, step up. Get through that crosswalk quickly. Don't dawdle. I don't care how hot it is. I don't care how cold it is. I don't care how rainy it is. Move. Move. If you're in the street, move quickly to get out of the street so that cars can continue to do what they do best, which is roll down our roadways to get to places where they then spend money in our communities. So, to get to Brigantine, it's great, the Brigantine Elks. It's 400 West Shore Drive. As when you get over the bridge, just follow the signs. Signage is pretty good over in Brigantine. But they're going to have the clam bake. It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. next Sunday. And food will be served up until 9 p.m. So after 9 p.m., they're going to start closing down the vendors. They're going to have music there by the Billy Walton Band. So you'll be able to dance, get your dancing shoes on. No heels will be allowed. Well, unless you don't mind having sore feet at the end of the night. But they have a great menu. They're going to have steamed clams, clams on the half shell, clam strips, New England clam chowder. Chowder. I just got back from Boston. Yes, and they have chowder all over the place. Love it. They're going to have crab cake sandwich platters with fries and, I guess, corn on the cob. Beer battered cod sandwich platter. Again, fries with corn on the cob. Fried shrimp platter. Clams casino platter. Fries with corn on the cob. Chicken tenders with fries. Hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. And, of course, one of my favorites, funnel cake. Do I need it? Nope. Do I want it? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, just looking at it, taking it out of the oil, sprinkling it with the confectioner's sugar. You know, it's not good for you. But, you know, everything in moderation. That's my mantra, you know, except for poison. No poison allowed. But all these other things, it's just, it really sounds wonderful. And I imagine that they're going to have beer on the menu, although I don't see it here. I imagine that they will have beer. And I don't know whether you're allowed to bring your own six-pack or case in with you. But again, it's from 4 to 11 p.m., so you'll have a grand time on Sunday. And I believe this weekend, upcoming weekend, also is when we're going to get a chance to see fireworks. I know the Trop usually has fireworks there on Saturday evenings, all during the summer. And they're fantastic. They're really super, especially if you go to the casino and you stand on the boardwalk and you see them up close and personal. And they've got music blaring at the same time they've got the fireworks going strong. It really is a wonderfully fun weekend. So I hope those of you who can get there will get there. I know I'm going to be up there. I'm looking forward to having some of my family members coming into town. And it's always a great weekend. Always a great weekend. It's the beginning of a party. And that party lasts until Labor Day weekend. And for those of us who are lucky enough to live here, it goes well beyond that. Scott, do we not have the best October, even into November?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Goodness.
That's what's actually warmer at the beaches.
Yes. The water is warmer. The beaches are clear. They're free of all of the people who have to go home to bring their kids back to school. So everything is open and available. The restaurants are still open and serving. And yeah, it is absolutely wonderful. It's a good time.
I think we're going to have a great summer, though. Really do.
I do, too, after 2 years of COVID. And I'm really hoping that politicians are not stupid enough to begin mandating things again. Like I hear the CDC and other government agencies saying, yes, we have to get our kids masked up again to go to school. No, we don't.
Well, you know, I've had COVID. My wife did. So many members of my family have. And we have our natural immunity, though, for the summer. So we're
absolutely
good to go.
Absolutely. And you know how many kids actually had COVID that they didn't realize because they didn't show symptoms? They didn't show symptoms. And now they're pushing more shots on children, 6 months and up, 5 years to 11 years old. They want these kids to get three shots. Why? Because the pharmaceutical companies made it, and they want to sell it. And the government officials that are in their pockets are pushing it. I'm telling you, the government system that we now have in place is so corrupt. It is a frightening thing to see. It's a frightening thing to read about. When we know that Mr. Biden has allowed an open border, our southern border, entire southern border, is wide open to criminals. Wide open to people who don't belong here. Wide open to people who may be bringing in diseases that we haven't seen in our country for decades. And he's allowing it to happen, as are the rest of the Democrat politicians that are out there. They're allowing this to happen. Meanwhile, they're trying to push parents into giving their babies and their children, their young children, these shots, this vaccine they're not requiring that of any of these children crossing our borders. Instead, they're just going to tax us as much as humanly possible so we can pay for this million-plus influx of illegal immigrants into our school systems, into our communities, into the medical systems. Ah, yes, we'll take very good care of them. We'll put them on the welfare rolls instead of closing our borders and sending people back where they came from. It is going to be us, the middle-class taxpayer, who will be taxed even more than we already are in order to take care of illegal immigrants who don't belong in our country. And people will say, oh, that's not nice at all. You want to send these people back to these countries? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. And when we decide that we're going to give them hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars, to their country, I want to find out where every cent of that money goes to. It's like what we wanted to have happen with the $40 billion that Mr. Biden is going to sign to send over to Ukraine. Now, I love the Ukrainians. I think they're tough as anything. I think that the country in the past has been completely corrupt. Mr. Zelensky ran on an anti-corruption platform, and these people have proven their courage. It is amazing to me how it seems like every family is willing to put their life on the line to keep their country from being overtaken by Russia. But here we have many billions of dollars that come from who? From us? From our taxes? Are we borrowing it from China? Are we borrowing it from other countries that we are going to be on the hook for to repay? Well, yeah, that's exactly where the money's coming from. Which means what? Which means you and I will be on the hook for it with taxes. So when people say, well, I don't want to vote to have this money sent to Ukraine unless we know where it's going. Which contractors are getting the money to build the weapons to send to Ukraine? Which contractors are already in Ukraine? How much are they paying themselves to set things up and train Ukrainian military and citizens how to handle the weapons that we're paying for? Until that is in place, believe me, I want to see the Ukrainians have all the weapons they need to crush Russia. But I just don't want to send $40 billion over there and know that there are contractors there who are coming home to the United States after this is over, wealthier than you and I could ever imagine. Why? Because they got that money. Now, if the job that they did while they were there, in fact, increased the chances that the Ukraine borders would once more be closed to Russia and that the Ukrainian people could begin rebuilding a country trashed by Russia, well, I want to see it on paper. I want to see our auditors looking it over. I want to see our congressmen and women looking it over. I want to know that our tax dollars, living in the greatest country still in the world, that our tax dollars are being used wisely. They haven't been in the past. We've given money to countries willy-nilly, knowing full well that it was going to go to the president, to the prime minister, to all of the government officials running those countries and that money would disappear into these leaders' bank accounts. So if you step away from looking at the videos and the horrors that have occurred, you might want to say, I want to help this country. I want to make sure they have the weapons that they can thwart the Russian military, which really isn't a very well-trained military. I want to help. I do. But more than helping, I want to make sure that the citizens of this great country, the middle class taxpayer who bears most of the brunt of taxes, I want to make sure that our money is being well spent. We know that it isn't being well spent in our own country. We know that the Biden administration is the most corrupt administration we've probably ever had. The Teapot Dome scandal was nothing compared to what happened during Mr. Obama's administration, and now what's happened during his vice president's, now president's, administration. We've seen how corrupt these people are. We've seen the crimes committed. For those people who only listen to left-wing mainstream media, you have yet to hear about the trial that's taking place with a lawyer who was part of the cover-up and part of the pushing of the lies paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. There is a trial going on. And people, lower level, are beginning to see that once more, if they don't spill their guts about where they got the information from and the money used to corrupt the system, that if they don't spill their guts about these higher ups, these very important people who are criminal to their core, that they're going to be the ones who end up in federal prisons. You can only hope that they live to see the day. I mean, we've seen more suicides with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the extended family of Democrats, people dying who had information that would have led right to the doorways of these officials, of these very wealthy, very important people in government who were corrupt to their core. So, I'd suggest that everybody go to Fox News at least for an hour today, maybe a little more, and find out what's happening with these trials. With this trial in particular, John Durham has so much information. This lawyer that pushed this misinformation, disinformation, these lies, he's on trial. And hopefully he's going to release all the information that he has. And finally, we're going to begin focusing on those people in the Democrat Party who have tried as hard as they could to destroy our constitutional republic. I hope we'll do what is necessary. And I hope that you will listen in. I hope you will find out more and more information that is out there. It's just waiting for you to read. It's waiting for you to listen to. It's there, and it will reveal so much information that perhaps you were not privy to if you only listened to left-wing mainstream media. It's very sad to know that our country is composed probably maybe 50% or more composed of people who don't want to find out what the truth is. But we're going to continue pushing it. We're going to continue talking about it. And I hope that you will do the homework that is necessary, particularly when it comes to this upcoming election, which is really going to be the it's going to be the tipping point to either take our country into Marxism or allow our country to flourish once more with good Democrat candidates who will become the good Republican politicians who are going to be there standing up for us, representing our values, and doing everything in their power to thwart what the Marxists on the left have been pushing. We have to stop the legislation that they're pushing. We have to stop. All we have to do is look at Build Back Better to understand that nothing that was in that Build Back Better bill was good for you and me. It encompassed the Green New Deal. It encompassed spending trillions of dollars. Where did you think those trillions of dollars would come from? They were going to print it, increasing inflation, and they were going to tax us more. If you go back and you look at the amount of taxes that have been placed on our backs since the early 1900s, you will be amazed. There are thousands of taxes out there. The regulatory system that we have is nothing more than a different way of taxing companies, of taxing employers and employees. Be aware of what this government, particularly under the Biden administration, is doing to you. Begin doing your research about the taxes you're paying here in the state of New Jersey under this corrupt governor, Phil Murphy. Remember, this is a man who is pushing higher taxes, who is pushing the death of babies in the womb for anyone who wants to destroy their own child. He wants this to be the state women come to in order to murder their child. That's the kind of governor we have. That's the kind of senators under Mr. Menendez and Mr. Booker we have. Killers of the innocent. Taxmen who want to destroy our 401ks, who want to destroy the money in our pensions, who want to destroy America. Choose wisely. If you don't, believe me when I tell you, you will be on the food lines. You will be on WIC. You will be getting your food stamps because you will not have enough money left in the money you saved over all the years you worked to provide for yourself. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
More of Talking with Ann next on News Talk 1492.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
Time now for a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
Besides the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade, no decision is more awaited by the liberals and has them quaking in their boots than the gun decision that will soon be out. That's the New York case, where the Supreme Court has to rule whether any state can tell any citizen you must show a justifiable need to own a handgun outside the home. In other words, in New Jersey, New York, Maryland, California, Massachusetts, Chicago, and other states and cities, you can't carry a gun outside the home unless you have a justifiable need. And in New Jersey, that is almost impossible to do. They don't even consider somebody who's been robbed four times because he empties ATM machines as having a justifiable need. Well, the Supreme Court's about to rule that, yes, the Second Amendment says you have a right to carry a gun outside your home. And this has the liberals scared to death. Therefore, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which I prefer to call the Centers for Disinformation and Confusion, now is studying guns. They're not allowed to study it with government money on the effects of guns, and is it a pandemic, epidemic? Can we confiscate them? Is it a health issue? That's what they want to do. No, what they did was study whether planting trees can stop people from using guns in the inner city. They think if they plant trees in vacant lots, it creates an atmosphere where people think twice before killing another gang member. They actually say they think they can reduce firearm deaths in the inner city among black youths by 30% if they plant more trees. The study does not look at whether most of the gun deaths in the inner city, which are increasing, or from gang members or not, and they despise the fact they have to admit it's black-on-black crime. But the goal here is ultimately to have the CDC be able to, with the blessings and money of the American federal government, which now is illegal, to look at guns and say gun violence is an epidemic and that we have to confiscate guns from people we don't want to have them. They want to use the Centers for Disease Control, using its newfound powers they think they got from the Wuhan virus, to confiscate guns and ignore the Second Amendment. This is the ultimate goal. We are in the age of stupidity, and the fact that anybody listens to the CDC about anything proves it. This has been a Matt Wall Minute with Matt Tennyson.
Stephen, good morning. Welcome to WOND. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I do work.
You work. You poor baby. You work at least two jobs. Yeah. Holy moly. Anyway,
no,
what's up?
It's okay. I got off early today, but...
Great.
Last week, the last time I called, we were talking to a gentleman and your guest, I forget his
Joe
name.
Girallo, the Atlanta County Clerk. Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about, I asked the question and I mentioned the fact that I really am against the push for having people who are on probation or parole vote. And unless they complete their sentence and they spend some time clean and they turn their life around, then I would say yes. You know, they have the right to vote. They earn the right to vote after that.
Yeah.
And he said basically that there was no bills. And one of his hobbies was looking at all the bills that go through our state Senate. And I was glad to hear that. That there's no bills being pushed through, and that he was agreed with me that people that haven't done the sentence, but then he disagreed with me and said, "Well, there's no bills and there's no push." And there, but I have to disagree with him and say, you know, I basically made the comment and then just said, "I'll hang up and listen." But yes, there is a push. There are people that are trying to get people that are incarcerated
That's right.
Have the legal right to vote.
I've read that. Yep.
I'm not joking with you.
I know. But that's how crazy we've gotten. We've gotten so crazy that we allow people who have been picked up with lots of drugs on them to be released on summons, go back out on the street, and start selling once more. Just, you know, the police are not done writing up their reports before these suckers are back out on the street damaging the citizens who want to buy drugs.
But in addition to all that, what about the people who have really done serious harm to other people? And I'm talking about like stealing from people, breaking into people's homes, stealing their hard-earned possessions, etc. They're being released on summons because of all this virus stuff or whatever.
I know.
And people are being let out because of all this virus crap. And I cannot wait till it's done because there's a lot of people that should be, you know, I believe in giving somebody a second chance and everything, but some people really need to be locked up. I'm sorry.
I know.
And they don't deserve the right to vote. Somebody like you or I, who never harmed anybody, never sold drugs, you know, and just work and, you know, we have the right to vote. Why should somebody who has harmed somebody have the right to vote? I don't get it.
No, I get your frustration. I understand. But you know who's pushing it? The Democrats are pushing it because so many of the criminals are Democrats.
Not to interrupt. I know, you're right, but not to interrupt. I know we're up against the clock. But the one time I was in the voting place over at Salvation Army in Texas, where I go to vote, my little cousin, who's in prison now, he comes in. I come in to vote. He just came in to follow me. And they said, okay, what's your name? And I said, you know, I gave him my name. And they said, okay, stand in line and, you know, in the order. And then they said to him, what's your name? And he said, no, I can't vote because I'm on probation. And the one guy, the voting guy behind the desk, says, oh, we're going to change that. We're working on changing that so you can vote.
That's
and
a Democrat.
I looked at him and I was like, what? And I felt like saying something. And then when I walked up to him and I got my to put my signature in, he looks at my signature and he says, that don't look like the same signature. And I said, you want to see my ID?
You twit.
And then the lady, the head lady who's running the show, she says, she said no.
She knew.
She said, go ahead. Yeah. Go behind the curtain.
Wow.
And so we do have a push by the left-wing liberals because, you know, who the criminals are going to vote for.
That's right. The ones who pay them for their vote because they will be paid by the Democrats. That's the unfortunate part. We got to go right now. But Scott is always, Stephen is always, and Scott's going to, I guess,
that's okay.
Get us.
That's okay.
Yes, he's going to get us into the next segment. Thank you very much, Stephen. I always appreciate your call. This is Ann Baker on Talking Van on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
Calls to WOND on airlines may be used for broadcasts without compensation. To call the WOND studio, dial 609-927-1100. Opinions expressed on air do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of Longport Media and News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
WOND News Time 11:30, 71 degrees.
In Japan, President Biden said the U.S. would intervene militarily if China invades Taiwan. The U.S. has traditionally avoided making explicit security guarantees to Taiwan, but the White House insists Biden's comments are not a policy shift. ABC senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce traveling with the president.
China this morning has been responding. They say that the U.S. should not underestimate its resolve to defend what it believes is its own territory. Now, the president here in Tokyo had intended for this day to be about touting a new joint economic initiative with partners in the region intended to curb the rise of China. It's all meant to be a bit of a fresh start after former President Trump pulled the U.S. out of a previous economic deal.
Amid a U.S. shortage, the first military flight from Europe carrying nearly 80,000 pounds of baby formula has arrived in the U.S. Pfizer says its three-dose vaccine regimen has proved to be highly effective against Omicron infection in kids under 5 to as young as 6 months old. Authorization could come as soon as next month. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Happy Monday, everyone. A mix of sunshine and clouds today. A breeze out of the north. The heat is gone. The humidity is gone. More comfortable today. A nice spring Monday to start the work week. High temperatures should still make it into the low 70s this afternoon with partly cloudy skies pretty much all day. We'll turn mostly cloudy late tonight. Low temperatures will be around 60 degrees through Tuesday morning. Tuesday, even cooler and cloudy with high temperatures only in the 60s. In the Longport Media Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
Currently, the ocean water temperature is 57 degrees. Right now, it's 71 in Pleasantville. We have 68 for Stone Harbor, 66. Skies are mostly sunny now above the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. I'm Scott Stevens, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. We'll get back to talking with Ann next on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader.
Imagine a world where one app can deliver all your favorite brands and more. With DoorDash, get everyday essentials like groceries, convenience items, and your favorite local restaurants delivered. For a limited time, get 50% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more using promo code ORDER22 when you download the DoorDash app or go to DoorDash.com. That's 50% off up to a $12 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you use code ORDER22. Subject to change, terms apply. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Access to cutting-edge treatment can help make long-term survival possible.
Stand Up to Cancer and the Lust Garden Foundation have teamed up to bring pancreatic cancer clinical trials to those who need them.
For more information, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
WOND Pleasantville.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Good morning, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You're right about Brigham Team's roads. Once you get off the boulevard, it's really interesting. Driving, especially on that Bay Road, that's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
It has more interruptions. It It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I tell people, slow down, please. If you're here for the summer, please slow down. There are pedestrians and bikers on the street. Be careful.
And in this county, please, God, don't be a pedestrian on any of the major roads.
Yeah.
If there's a recurring theme that we hear all year, out of season, is the number of pedestrians that hit their demise by trying to walk down these roads.
I know. You don't see them.
Is that on the news?
You don't see them. You know, we have dark roads. We don't have well-lit roads.
Yeah, but this happened in the morning, too. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you wonder why people are out there on the street to begin with, and you have to look at the mental health aspect of why anyone would be out there walking or going into the roadway. I've seen it. We came home from Boston yesterday, Greg, and we were going through New York, through the tunnels, and there was a man standing in an area where there were hundreds of cars going by every minute, and he was standing there waving a sign wanting money. And I'm thinking to myself, and John says, there's someone where mental health facilities would help keep that person alive a lot longer than standing in the middle of the roadway with hundreds and then thousands of cars whizzing by him. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it is. It is.
A couple more things. I think it's time something that's positive. We could finally say thank you to someone, and that's Putin. He has shown our young people exactly how bad and brutally bad socialism really is. And we really owe him a debt of thanks. If these people think socialism is anything worth pursuing at all,
crazy.
They're insane. They're as bad as he is.
I know, but these people don't know. They're not going to investigate. They see what's happening perhaps on video. They probably don't see much going on with the left-wing mainstream media having to do with this. We can only hope and pray that they get smart in a short period of time.
Well, they're watching a country be dissolved.
Yeah.
If they're missing that, they got to find another place to live or another planet, because they're not in touch with anybody or anything.
No.
Have you paid any attention to the election up in Pennsylvania?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
We're looking at a mess.
Whoa.
That we can look forward to on a much grander scale.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Oh, well, but I don't quite know what to make of it. I mean, I see the two candidates that are
three.
Neck and neck.
It's going out.
Yeah, they're still going to put the young lady in there as well as part and parcel.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah.
But to think that she showed up with $35 million in cash within a couple weeks of the election, and she came in and put a dent into the voters, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
We're looking at two people that ran for over a year trying to get this office. Somebody shows up in 2 weeks, and she becomes something to throw a vote at? Only because she has $35 million. I don't want to be in that state anymore. That's why I left 50 years ago.
There you go. Well, she's...
Although this one's not getting much better.
This one, I truly believe we are in a liberal area of the country. We are on the East Coast, and it is not a pretty sight. It's not pretty.
Right. Getting very close to asylum.
Yeah, but it's all in the hands of someone who's the keeper and who's going to hold those keys. And so far, we've got this Murphy character who's a killer of babies, and he is a tax and spend kind of creep. So I don't know. You know, unions have sway, particularly the teachers' unions, and those teachers' unions, many of those teachers wish they didn't have to be involved in the teachers' union because of what they're being forced to do and teach. But it's they're too strong, they're too powerful, and it's about time that we we took the legs out from under them, and hopefully with a Congress, and hopefully too in New Jersey, we've got to get more Republicans in there so we have a right to choose state, so people can decide whether or not they're going to be part of a union or whether they're going to be free and clear to say and work where they want with whatever company they want. And we'll see.
Good to me.
Yep.
One other thing. Apparently, it was $42 billion that was allocated to Ukraine. But someone threw in a little comment at one point in Washington. Oh, you know, all the money's not going there. And the first thing that came to my mind is, did they attach pork to this bill? I'm going to find out from Van Drew.
Yeah.
If that's the case. If it is, it's an absolute disgrace. We can't control our own monies here. We're going to send it overseas so they can send it back, or we can interrupt this, some of the money that's planned for them.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. This is crazy.
Well, I know some of it is going inside of our country, though, Greg. I know that some of the money is going to contractors, people in the defense industry. It's going to them to create the weapons that will then be sent over to Ukraine. I know that much. Most of these politicians will attach pork with whatever legislation they can get through. And I think it's become part and parcel of the political game that people play. It's never a line item veto. It is, we just throw everything in it, and hopefully the main issue will give us the votes that we can pass it, and then we'll all get our own pork barrel projects done as well.
Okay. Well, I wish they'd issue the kaleidoscopes to all of us, because that's what it seems like you're looking at. Every time you got to deal with these people in Washington, nothing is what it seems or what it is. You just turn the kaleidoscope and it changes.
Yep.
At their will.
That's right. And their wallets get fatter while the rest of us have to pay more in taxes to pay for what they've decided. Yeah, it's very painful. And it's not getting any better. My husband sent me a picture of what's happening with our Dow, and it was ugly. It was an ugly picture. Yeah. It was the Dow Jones was down 13, almost 14% from December to now. The Standard & Poor is down 18.14%. The NASDAQ composite is down 27.42%. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy what Joe Biden has done in such a short amount of time to destroy our 401ks, to destroy the pensions of those people who have retired or are looking at retirement. It is amazing that one man and his administration could destroy the financial structure, the foundation that all of us have worked hard to provide for ourselves in our retirement. One administration.
And this is happening in real time.
Yes, it is.
In a very, very short time. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
Watching it dissolve.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why people, you know, maybe people are finally waking up, though, Greg. Maybe we're finally seeing when people go to see how their 401ks are doing, maybe they're seeing that the value has decreased tremendously, that Joe Biden wants to still tax you when you take money out, that you're going to have less dollars to pay for the things that are essential to you, your food, your rent, your mortgage, your insurance, your medical costs. Joe Biden doesn't care.
Well, in other words, your needs are well surpassing what you have in your pocket.
That's right.
To pay for it.
Perfectly said, my friend. Perfectly said.
Okay. You have a good day. It's got to get better. It can't continue like this.
Let's pray for November, that it's a good November,
exactly.
Greg.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. You too. Bye. Yeah, it is. It's a scary thing. But I do want to let you know that here in our area, we've got a wonderful group of people who, in fact, take care of us. We've got Jeff Van Drew on the line as well. Good morning, Congressman. How are you? And thank you for calling into the show. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to say, first of all, hello, Ann, and thank you for all the good work that you're consistently doing by bringing just the real story, the real truth, the real news, what's really happening to people out there in radio world, and it's much appreciated. You know, I was at an event yesterday and just speaking to people, and, you know, and one of the biggest complaints they had, other than a few shows like yours and a couple of different TV shows, it's hard to know what's truthful. It's hard to know what's really happening.
Yeah.
And it's important what you do.
Thank you. Well, it's not nearly as important as what you do and what you've done. And it seems like every single week, Congressman, you're putting out another statement about something going on in federal government that you are fighting against for us, the citizens of the 2nd Congressional District here in South Jersey. I can't thank you enough for all that you do, willing to stand up against the powers that be. And I gotta say thank you. I'm looking forward to November. Looking forward to another couple years, you know?
Me too. For the sake of the country, for the, you know, as I keep saying, we have to bring America back home in so many ways. And many of us just by common sense know them. But you know what you are also right about, Ann, is it's every day. It's almost every day, every week, every month. It's just something new, and I hate to use the word, but even at times, bizarre. In the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're having problems with having baby formula on the shelves.
I know.
We're the country that would always help everybody else out. Now, we've got to go to Europe, which, you know, we should have been done a long time ago with this issue if this is the route we were going to take. And you know, get some help, but not just allow the shortage to exist. We knew in February, not you and me when I say we. When I say we knew, I mean the FDA knew, they knew, the president knew, I guess he knew, I don't know. I don't know what he remembers and doesn't remember, but whatever, you know, the people around him who run everything knew, and yet they didn't prepare. They didn't do anything. They let these things happen. The World Health Organization, I mean, this is just, since the last time you and I spoke, which wasn't long ago, you know, the World Health Organization having so much more authority worldwide and in the United States. Frankly, whatever they want to do worldwide, that's up to the other countries worldwide to make their decisions. But when it comes to, you know, future pandemics, which I hope not, or health care or other issues, that's an America first issue. We've got to make sure to take care of America. So the World Health Organization, you know, is going to have more authority. That organization that worked with China, that organization that lied to us about the pandemic originally, that organization that persistently and consistently makes mistakes, they're going to be in charge. This is the new global America. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's not for the people that are listening to you. America needs to be number one. America needs to be the best, the strongest, the smartest, the fastest at everything we do. And we've got to get back to that.
Well, I'm just wondering whether or not with the emergency measures that are going to be given to the World Health Organization, whether or not those measures may even be used as we get closer to our November elections with this monkeypox. This is something new. The push again for vaccinating our children, our smallest children. This is all very, very frightening to me. And I know it's scary to families who have young children. And I know for the politicians, it's got to be frightening to think that the World Health Organization, something outside of our own country and certainly out of our own purview when it comes to the logistics of it, that they might be able to put in place something that would keep people from going to the polling places, that it would be, again, mass mail-in ballots with the possibility of outrageous fraud occurring.
Absolutely. You know, I have grave concerns about it. If it wasn't so much of concern, if it wasn't so sad, if it wasn't so unbelievable, it would almost be humorous. It sounds like a Saturday Night Live thing, monkeypox. That's, you know, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but what's going on? It's all the time now. And now we have, you know, new pandemics and variations of pandemics just about every week. So people should be careful.
Yeah.
And you do have to be careful. And that's up to each individual to make that decision, what you put in your system. You know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I am a believer in freedom, and I am a believer. This is up to people to make the decisions that they want to make. And usually children are very resistant. And, yes, I am concerned that they're going to try to use it. They're going to do everything humanly possible to try to prevent what would be the natural, you know, flow in this election, which would be for major change and would be a big red wave. I still think we're going to get it. I think people have had enough. I think folks are scared and they want to save their America.
I have to agree with you. At least I'm keeping my fingers crossed and saying my prayers. We've got Linda from Absecon with a question for you, Congressman. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Ann. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much. Boy, are you ever needed. Doesn't this giving up a bit of our sovereignty to the World Health Organization fall under high crimes and misdemeanors? I mean, like, really high crimes and misdemeanors. And, Jeff, one more thing. Can somehow, now they'll be, however it's voted on over there, I'm not quite sure amongst this group of people, but, I mean, can that be brought back to the Congress to make an opinion on? I mean, this ought, Jeff, it's high crimes and misdemeanors.
So the problem we have is that whenever you have to have a legislative initiative to start the process, and of course, because people asked before, why don't we, I have bills to censure him, I have built, by him I mean the president, I have legislation that would require that he have a cognitive test. We have bills out there to actually go forward with an impeachment if necessary. None of them move anywhere, and it is not out of laziness of the sponsors or out of a lack of desire. It is the fact that we don't have a majority anywhere. We don't have the House, we don't have the Senate, and we don't have the president, we don't have the executive. So all those things make sense and, you know, are worth looking into, but most importantly, a lot of them could be blocked, not all of them, but a lot of them could be blocked once we have a majority in Congress, because they do need our vote for a lot of the things he wants to do. You know, one of the interesting things here, maybe one of the times, he's overused executive orders just unbelievably so. One of the times, maybe, that he could have used executive orders would have been to do something more quickly with Europe and Canada over the, you know, issues that we have on in our stores with nothing available for our children, for our babies as far as formula. He could probably, and he can, use it there. That would be an example. That's where he doesn't use it. He uses it in every other way, most of which I believe, very often are not legal. And unfortunately, the few times Leader McCarthy has taken it to court, the courts have not gone with us on it. And I think they're wrong, and that's unfortunate. But all these things have potential to be straightened out. There's going to be the problem we're going to have, Linda. The problem we're going to have is there's going to be so many things that we want to look into as a Republican majority, so many different hearings and reports that we're going to want. And not just they're not going to be having, they're going to be truly objective, decently done investigations. The problem is we also have to get good work done as well. I just don't want to dominate it only with that. I want to start us, see if we can push him into building the wall, for example, and getting real security there. He's going to need to get things done as president. He's going to have to cooperate for these 2 years, and then God help us, hopefully we have a new president after that.
You bet.
Jeff, you're not a hard question of tough problems, because even when you were a Democrat, you weren't afraid of the hard things. So, but I mean, Americans, we have say in the sovereignty of our country. We don't give up sovereignty. So, I mean, you know, take it
no,
to your friends and those you know.
Yeah. Well, Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. Yeah, you have.
And I agree. And, you know, if he makes this agreement or whatever he does with the World Health Organization, we shouldn't even fund them. We fund most of the money that goes to them. We fund them, forgive my French, we fund them to screw us. I mean, it's unbelievable. But we shouldn't fund them. But beside that, as far as the agreement, the funding, everything, a new president is going to look at this in a totally new way. And you remember when President Trump did, and he disengaged from them and said, hey, they're not doing the job. They're lying to us. We're spending for most of it. Guess what? Money's not flowing to you anymore. And believe me, the language that all of these organizations, groups, and everything else speak, it's the money language. They want American money.
That's right. The United Nations is certainly the most corrupt organization, and they are part and parcel of the WHO. They are part and parcel of everything globalists want. Congressman Van Drew, I am honored that you were listening and called in. I can't thank you enough. And I can only applaud all the efforts that you have been making. You are the most proactive that I've seen in a long time. And whereas this president is reactive to everything going on in the world today, you, my friend, are proactive for all of the citizens here in the 2nd District. Thank you. So just remember, we give you what we give you because I love you. I want you to have the truth. I want you, when you listen, find out. If there's another side to the story, you are always welcome to call in. That's what we're all about. This is talk radio, the best medium there is. Please take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and educationally so you can take care of your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. You are loved. God is with you every second of every day. Count on it. When you think you're alone, talk to him. He will respond. Please take care of yourselves. God willing, I'm going to be with you tomorrow. May God bless each and every one of you, and may God bless the United States of America. I do love you.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.